So there's a commentary book called The Heart of the Torah. And its author is Rabbi Shia Hill. And he says that the exodus of the people of Israel in the Torah takes us out of Egypt, but not into the promised land. In fact, Torah does not bring us into the promised land, but to the edge of it. Why? The most important word from Adonai does not complete the promise of Adonai. Now, although the Tanakh writings do show that the Israelites do get to go in, there were troubles and strife the whole time of their journey. You would think that a journey that was promised by Adonai, he would make easy as they journeyed, protected, without troubles. But that wasn't the case. We know this wasn't the case because as we read through that journey, they went into trouble after trouble, time after time, and grumbling after grumbling. You know, the fact is, we're not even sure why the journey seems to be unfinished prior to the end of the fifth book. In fact, I've read commentaries that said maybe they should have made a sixth book. You know, Joshua should have been the sixth book of the Torah so that we see them get into the promised land within the Torah. But that's not the way Adonai wanted it. And there are those Jewish sages that say that it's this way because the journey is the important thing. It's as if they're saying that the journey we're on is not complete and never will be completed because it's the journey that is the goal. Hold your amens for a moment. The rabbis say that in Judaism, the searching of the scripture is the fulfillment of Torah for them. They say that the searching is the finding. And I believe that it is a way of saying that I don't need what I don't have. They become satisfied with the not having because they don't know what they're missing. They don't understand what Messiah could give them. So they're satisfied with just the searching instead of the actual finding of Messiah. I don't believe that the searching is the thing that Adonai has in store for us as an ending, or even as the most important part of our eternity. I remember there was a time that Rebbetzin and I, when we were living down in Florida, we went to Epcot for an oldies concert. I can call it an oldies concert because it was music from before even I was young. Never mind, my music is now called oldies. But we went with another couple, and when we were done in Epcot, we left, and they said, let's go see the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. We think that's a great idea, but they don't have tickets to get into the Magic Kingdom. And they say, no, that's okay. We've watched the fireworks from outside the gate many times, and it's good. Well, so after the concert, we go to see the fireworks. And we watch from outside the gate. Now, watching the fireworks at night from outside the gates was okay. Especially for some, especially if they've never been inside the gate to watch the fireworks before. But you know, there's nothing like being inside for the show. I say this because we should not allow ourselves to think that the idea of salvation that we have is the end of all. Well, the searching is the end of all. I would say the story of the Passover is unfinished in the Torah because the story of the Passover is not finished in us yet. Messiah is the entryway, but he is not actually giving us the salvation until he returns and we're with him. Ephesians 6, we're told by Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist when the times are evil, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm then. We're told to take up the firm armor of Adonai because we are not in the promised land and there is still a fight ahead of us. But we're also to have to be aware of how we are to fight and with what. Remember when David told King Saul he was going to go fight Goliath, the giant? What did Saul do? He gave David his armor. Now, Saul was a nice-sized guy. David was not. So David tries to put on the armor, and he can barely move in it, never mind fight in it. So he says, no thanks. We are not to fight the way someone else was told to fight. You're an individual who Adonai knows and cares for and loves. He has a plan for you, and you are not to take your plan from someone else. That was the plan for them. It doesn't mean it's going to be successful for you. You may have the same goals, but it doesn't mean that you go about it the same way. You have to do it on your own with Adonai, with the Ruach, in your own way, as shown by the Ruach. It doesn't mean that you can go out and do your own thing. But you have to be sure of the plan that you're going to execute is the plan from Adonai, and not a man-made plan. When I got here to Karen Orr, there was another rabbi within a year of me getting here, he decided he didn't want to be here anymore. And him and his family didn't want to live here anymore and wanted to move back to Florida, where they had come from. And I was granted by Adonai the privilege to be the rabbi here. Now, for a little while, I tried to do things the same way he did them. But eventually, I needed to step up and do it the way Adonai told me to do it, not the way he told him to do it. You also need to do his things his way, which will be right for you. You'll be called to wear a different armor, use a different weapon, speak different words to fight the battle of Adonai's. But they must still be his armor, his weapon, his words, if you're to be successful in his battle. The battle is part of our journey with Yeshua, and it is not yet complete. Our promise of salvation and the eternity in the promised land has not been fulfilled yet. Yeshua says in John 14, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it was not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. Yeshua says that our places, or our place, or another version says houses, or mansions, or palaces, are above. Therefore, we should not think that what we have here is now the completion of our journey. Peter, the says this about our salvation and the journey. First Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. In his great mercy, he caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Messiah Yeshua from the dead, an incorruptible, undefiled, unfading inheritance that's been reserved in heaven for you. By trusting, you are being protected by God's power for our salvation, ready to be revealed. This is the destination that Adonai has for you. Peter says our salvation is kept in heaven where it's safe until we've completed our journey. This is reflected for us also in a time map of the feasts that Adonai has given us. Of the seven prophetic feasts, there were three pilgrimage feasts of Adonai. That means three feasts where all the Jewish people had to go up to Jerusalem. Now those feasts were Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. In the prophetic, Passover has been completed in the release of our sins. Shavuot has also prophetically been completed in the giving of the instructions on Mount Sinai and the giving of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, in Acts 2. Sukkot. Sukkot's not been completed yet. It'll be that time that we dwell with Adonai forever, and its unfulfillment reminds us that the journey is not completed. It calls us to keep looking forward, to keep moving forward, to keep advancing forward. Don't be happy where you are. There is happiness and there's joy and there's contentment when you're with the Ruach, but it doesn't mean you stay in the same place. When some students asked about the need to keep searching Torah and not finding the answers that they wanted to find, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotz, a rabbinic leader in the mid-1800s, said to be satisfied with searching, quote, because after all, the searching is itself the finding, unquote. I encourage you that the searching is not the ultimate satisfaction, but it is the finding of the path that leads to the ultimate satisfaction, which is being before the eternal throne, before an eternal God, for all eternity. None of us has completed our journey yet, and the journey is not the prize, but that doesn't mean that we will not be blessed along the way. Amen. Amen. So we're almost coming towards the end of our Seder. I can say that as long as we're